this story begin? Perhaps at a small gathering in someone's living room or with some friends at a restaurant. People laugh and converse and you join in. You talk about the latest movies, the weather. Maybe some politics, climate change, the situation in the Middle East, Eastern Europe, Africa.
It doesn't matter who's in office, Democrats, Republicans. Obama wasn't all that good either. Better than the idiot before him, though. Now we get another one. Is she any better?
At least it's better than the Bush-Cheney-Rumsfeld regime. They were horrible.
But still, Obama or Hillary, they're just another corporate shill, the softer side of the capitalist imperium.
Just think, in 2 years it'll be 2020. Maybe people will finally see what's going on. Maybe we'll finally get a president who will take on the one percenters.
Don't hold your breath.
Everyone in your circle mostly agrees on politics. It begins with people talking. That's how many things begin. Human communication is an essential element of who we are. Though sometimes you wonder if everyone is just spouting what they heard on Amy Goodman or Jon Stewart, or read on one of those many blogs where you and your friends get your news.
The whole system has to change. People need to be more aware of what's going on around them.
That's right. People need to know the truth. Manning and Snowden were the tip of the iceberg. The truth needs to be revealed, or we'll never move forward.
At this moment, a trickle of dread tingles at the back of your thoughts as the conversation volleys back and forth. You reach for your drink. You sense that a certain subject is about to come up, a subject that lingers in the shadows of your memory, in the dark place where things have not been dealt with. There's always that chance that someone will bring it up.
We need to know why those 3,000 people died. That was when it all went downhill. We need to know who killed them.
We know who killed them.
No, we don't. We don't know the truth. We don't know anything. They have covered it all up.
What's important is how the administration at the time used the situation to justify the means of what they did. Torture, military occupation, lies, the war on terrorism, homeland security, wiretapping. It doesn't end.
Where does it all begin? Early in the 21st century, a century defined by an event in the first year that will mark the rest of that penultimate century of the so-called civilized world. A horrific event to usher in an even more horrific events to follow in an escalating spiral of global madness and dwindling resources and mass die-offs.
The world ended that day. The towers fell. I saw it happen. I was there on the street. I ran out of a coffee shop at the sound of commotion, and I saw the World Trade Center tower collapse. I was three blocks away. I felt like it wasn't real, like I was in a movie. It simply collapsed.
Where does it begin? September 11, 2001. The infancy of a new century. A century of chaos and destruction, eradication and misery, on a scale of unprecedented even compared to the horrors of the previous century. A mass psychosis of madness in the downward spiral to the end. But that is all in the future.
I saw chaos all around me. I saw the tower fall. I walked away. I couldn't take it anymore. My whole life was a lie. The financial world, where I worked, built on lies and more lies. I walked away from all that. I vanished in the confusion. I moved to the West Coast, vanished in the streets of San Francisco, and then eventually moved north to Portland.
Where does it begin? 2001. Or maybe we'll flash forward to 2018, a hot summer evening.
I tell you, we need to know the truth about 9/11. That's when everything went wrong.
And a woman suddenly walks away from a gathering of people. And a friend chases after her, alarmed.
Bree, is something wrong?
I have to leave. I can't listen to that.
Come on, Bree. They just talk shit. Come back. You can't let them bother you. You don't want them to think.
Don't want them to think what?
It's just you get all upset when certain things get mentioned.
Just that one thing.
Where does this begin? Conversations you don't want to hear. Memories. One of the 3,000 people. Someone talks about something that happened many years earlier, and then you are back to that day. In a classroom, and the teacher is solemn, and a television has been turned on because a national tragedy has just taken place.
When I watched it happen that day on the TV, did I know what had happened? Did I know he was in those buildings? Or was that later? I can't remember.
Oh, that's not important. That is all in the past. What is important is how you deal with it now.
My mother, she couldn't deal with it. She went crazy with grief. She was never the same after that. She lost her mind. She stopped making sense.
Now, different people have different ways of dealing with trauma. One has to accept this. Now, tell me about your mother.
She's in a place back east, a ward of the state. She's...
You don't like to talk about her?
No, it's just... After he was gone, she couldn't handle it. Drake and I, we had to...
Drake? Your brother?
Yes, it was like we had to take care of her. I was only 13 years old, and Drake was even younger. But we had to act like parents, because she lost it.
Many people died that day. Was it 3,000 or 5,000? And none of them mattered except for one. She has photographs of the photographs and the note that she, her mother, and her brother hung up on the fence. She had her life shattered by an event she still could not comprehend, even now, 17 years later.
How close were you to your father before he passed away?
He was... I missed him. I still miss him.
Oh, it was a terrible thing that happened.
And then, the other day, I thought I saw him. I was driving home from work, and I'm at a light, and I glance over at a bunch of protesters on the corner, and this man looks at me. He was standing there with a sign, and I thought it was him.
Your father?
Yes. Then the light changed. I pulled over, but I couldn't see him. He was no longer there.
And he looked like your father?
Yes. You must think that's crazy, Dr. Lehrer.
No, not at all. That's perfectly normal. Even after many years, transference of a loved one... Well, memories do not remain fixed over time. The memory of your father, the resemblance of your father to this man, is merely your mind's attempt to compensate for the loss that you've never finalized.
So I just hallucinated that my father was there?
Oh, no. You are still surviving your father's death. You feel guilty about it because you were too young to absorb the full consequences.
Guilty?
Oh, as the eldest child. And you feel angry that he's gone. You have this internal anger at your father.
But he's... How can I be angry at him?
Well, anger at him, and at the larger forces, and anger at yourself. You feel rejection, and that's why you seek out relationships that are doomed. To avoid getting too serious, to avoid another strong rejection.
Yes. But why do I think that I saw him?
Unresolved issues? Well, the way he died, his complete obliteration from this physical earth, oh... And all the other events afterwards, your trauma sinks to the mass trauma of contemporary society.
That's the thing.
It could be him, I'm about to say, but that would be crazy. Instead, I say to the doctor...
I can still hear his voice when I close my eyes, reading me a story.
The time is up. This has been a very enlightening session, I do think. I have just the tape for you.
The doctor reaches into his desk and hands you an audio CD, one of his hypnotherapeutic recordings. He hands them out like prescriptions, these audio recordings that contain trance-inducing music and subliminal messaging, which were meant to help cure the suffering individual.
He's wrong. It's just a trick of the mind. You see something and think it's something else. The shrink's just stealing your money, Bree. And the stupid CD he gave you, that's supposed to help.
It's hypnosis therapy. He gave me one so that I'd stop seeing Dad. And another to help with relationships. So I can get in a good relationship.
And these things are supposed to work? Yeah, right. Bree, how can you believe this bullshit?
It doesn't hurt to try something new.
Let me see that one.
Drake, give it back to me.
So this CD will help me get a girl?
I don't know. He gave it to me, Drake. You shouldn't mess around with this stuff.
I need more help in relationships than you do. You always get a new boyfriend, even if most of them are jerks or losers. Let me give it a try. If it works for me, I'll give it back to you in a few days.
Where do we begin? We can go back 17 years ago, when the planes hit the towers. Or maybe we can go back another 13 years to when you were born. Or 13 years before that, your father was a hippie at Columbia and your mother was still in high school. The beginning is arbitrary, really, chosen by the narrator to slant the events at will.
I'll tell you when it all began. 9/11. The world changed that day. It changed for all
Bree,
of us.
Where's
That's
Bree
what I'm
going?
Saying. It changed everything, and we are still recoiling. Nothing's been the same since it happened.
Bree, what's wrong? Come back to the table.
I don't know. I didn't want to hear that stuff.
Just ignore it. Come back here.
They started talking about it, and then they can't stop. I can hear them from here. I don't want to hear about it.
Come on. You can't be so offended whenever someone mentions 9/11. That's being immature. You need to get over it.
Easy for you to say. You didn't lose your dad that day.
No, but bad things happen to people all the time. Hey, come back here, Bree.
No, I need to go home.
Damn it, Bree. Come back here. What will I tell the others? Who are you calling?
Drake?
Is Bree okay?
She feels sick. She wanted to get some rest.
There's all these theories about what happened. The administration let it happen, or they were in on it. The false flag operation of all false flag operations.
It makes perfect sense. A major piece for the project of the new American century, an attack on American soil. The carving up of Iraq months earlier in Cheney's secret energy summit? That's what they're covering up.
The cover-up alone is the proof.
The cover-up doesn't prove anything. Even if it was all a big fuck-up that they never intended to happen, they'd still cover it up to hide their complete incompetence.
9-11 is the linchpin. We find the truth of 9-11 and everything will fall into place. The truth of 9-11 will bust open the system so that the change becomes possible. 9-11 has its grubby fingerprints and all these other problems. Exposing 9-11 is the key to changing the system that is rotten to the core.
That's where you saw him.
Why are we stopping here?
We're gonna get out and look around.
Look around? What are we looking for?
The man you saw.
Why would we want to do that, Jake? We should just let it go.
Let it go? By sweeping it under the carpet? Who are you calling?
I need to ask Dr. Lair.
Ask him what?
If this is okay. Hello, I need to talk to Dr. Lair.
This is Dr. Lair. Bree, I've been expecting your call. Did you listen to the two tapes I gave you?
Leave some stupid message on his machine!
Dr. Lair?
I can tell you a thing or two about that bullshit doctor.
You're there.
Bree, you sound distraught. Are you with your brother?
Yes.
Well, don't let him talk you into anything rash, Bree. You know you can't trust him. Are you at home?
No.
Where are you?
Who are you talking to, Bree?
We're at the corner of Main and Park, downtown, a block from Park Occupy.
Are you in the car?
Yes.
Well, stay in the car. If Drake wants to leave, but you stay. Stay in the car. Now, do you understand me, Bree?
Yes.
Come on. We need to get out there and find the bastard. Pocket the phone, Bree. You're wasting your time on those automated voice menus.
Listen, Bree. You stay there. I will be there soon to help you. And remember, Drake is not very well mentally. Love him, but don't trust anything he says. Now, he is not to be trusted.
Give that to me!
Give it back, Drake. What is wrong with you? Why are you doing this?
You grab the cell from him and clutch it to your ear.
Dr. Lair?
Nothing but dial tone. And then he has his hands on your wrist. He pulls you to him. Past the steering wheel, and he slides out of the front passenger door. He pulls you out and after him and onto your feet.
We need to find that man. I want you to see that it's all in your head. He is not Dad. He's a nobody. Let's go.
And then he pulls you behind him as you head towards the park.
We don't have to do this.
Dr. Lair and his stupid tapes are worthless. We need to go to the source of the problem.
The source of the problem? What do you mean?
The man you saw. You need to talk to him. See him up close. Ask him questions. Then you'll know he's not Dad.
That's crazy, Drake. What makes you think we'll see him again?
You saw him here twice before. He's got to be around somewhere. There's always protesters around this park.
I think we should talk to Dr. Lair first. Before we do any of this, I think we should...
What is it? Talk to me, Bree.
Nothing.
You see him, don't you?
I think so.
Where?
Over there, by that lamppost.
Oh, that guy. You gotta be kidding me. So let's go over and talk to him.
No.
Why not? What are you afraid of?
Nothing.
Then let's go over and talk to him. Clear it all up. We'll ask him some questions. Then you'll know for sure he's just a stranger. He looks nothing like Dad.
We can't just walk up to him and...
Why not?
We should go back to the car.
No, you need to confront him. Otherwise, you'll never be sure of the truth.
It's not him. I was mistaken.
You're lying, Bree.
I don't think that's him. Let's go home, Drake.
Not until we talk to him. Come on, sister.
Let go of me.
Not until we do this.
Hold on a moment, myself.
Who is it? Don't answer it. Let it go to voicemail.
Just step back, Drake. Maybe I should take this.
No.
Give that.
The doctor. You can call him back later. Let's go meet the man.
It's not him, Drake.
Damn, he spotted us.
He's walking away. We should go back to the car, Drake.
Why is he walking away? Because he saw us?
What are you doing?
Come on. We can't let him get away. This way, Bree.
Text to begin. Bree, I have just arrived at the park. Please answer your phone and let me know where you are. I am very concerned about your welfare, and I want to make sure you are safe. Dr. Lair, text end.
I want to go back to the car, Drake.
No, we're in this together. He went down that alley. Come on, Bree. Don't slow me down.
I need to call Dr. Lair.
We need to pick up the pace is what we need to do. You can call him later. There he is. Over there. Across the street. Down that corner. Come on. This way.
Hit redial. Huh? Drake, slow down. My legs are not as long as yours. No, my brother. We're corner of 9th and...
Your brother? Don't let him get you into any... Where are you? Bree, you poor girl. You need to get away from him. You need to tell me where you are.
You shouldn't talk to him.
You need to get away from him.
I need to tell you things about the doctor, Bree. He can't be trusted. Come on, over there. He's over there. Under that overpass. Oh, we've got him cornered. He's somewhere over there, in the shadows.
Hey, you! What do you want from me?
Hello, sir! Can you come out of there?
Why do you keep following me, huh? You can't just leave me alone? Who are you? NSA? CIA? Or do you work for some private security firm? Some private military firm sucking us deeper into the black hole of a corporate police state? Who are you? What do you want from me?
We're not anything. My sister needs to talk to you. Come out here and talk to us.
I don't want to talk to you. You have no right to ask me to talk to you. There's the freedom to speak, and more important, the freedom not to speak.
It's nothing like that. My sister doesn't work for any spook organization. She has this funny idea. I want to help her put something to rest. To do that, she needs to talk to you. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Not like anywhere else to go.
You heard what I said.
What of it?
Can you talk to her? Help her out!
How can I help? I don't even know who you people are. I don't know what you want.
Let's just go back to the car, Drake. We shouldn't bother this man.
What do you mean? Back to the car? Now that we have him cornered? That's stupid, Bree!
He sounds nothing like Dad.
I think we should talk to him. We'll never get this chance again. You!
Yeah, still here. Not like I can walk through walls.
What's your name?
Why are you asking me questions? Why should I answer them?
We just want to make sure
You're not our father.
Well, now you know. I'm not your father. Unless there's something I don't know that happened with some girlfriend a long time ago.
Walk through walls?
Let's go, Drake. This has gone on long enough. Sir, sorry to bother you.
How do we know it's not Dad?
Because he's dead, Drake. Our dad is gone.
Maybe. But what if he didn't die that day? What if he got amnesia or something? In all the confusion, maybe he doesn't even know.
That's crazy, Drake.
I'm not so sure. His voice. That thing about walking through walls. I remember Dad saying that.
That's crazy, Drake. You know it's not Dad.
How do we know for sure? You stay here. I'm going in. And don't talk to that damn doctor.
No, Drake. What if he's armed?
You can't stop me, Bree.
Be careful, Drake.
What are you afraid of?
What do you want from me?
I want the truth.
Bree, are you okay?
Dr. Lair, is that you?
I'm glad I located you. Now, where's your brother?
He went in there to talk to the man.
What man? Never mind that. At least you're safe, Bree. You need to come with me.
Let me go get Drake.
No. Archaeopteryx.
Huh? Why are you...
Lethotrity. Scotophobin. Now, will you come with me?
No. Why are you... Doctor, let go of me.
No, you need to come with me.
Get your hands off me. Why are you acting like this?
Archaeopteryx. Lithotrity. Scotophobin. Now let me help you. Come here and let me comfort you.
Doctor, get your hands away. Were you trying to...
No, nothing of the sort, Bree. I was trying to calm you down. It's okay. I'm a doctor. And you shouldn't get any funny ideas. Did you listen to the hypnosis tapes I gave you?
Yes, just the one.
Oh, the one on relationships?
No, I gave that one to Drake.
What? Oh, damn you, Bree. I told you to never give my audio recordings out to other people. Those tapes are formulated for particular situations. There's no telling how an unstable mind like Drake's will react.
Tell me who you are!
He took it from me.
Maybe that's why he's acting all crazy, dragging you here. We must leave immediately, Bree. Our lives are in danger. Drake is unstable, and we know nothing about this other man.
I don't believe it! Bree! Bree!
Drake, are you okay?
Bree! Come here! Come here, dammit!
Don't speak to him. This way, Bree. Drake.
Drake, what is it? Drake!
Forgive me, Bree. Come here, please.
Was that... Dad? Dad? Drake? Let go of me, Doctor. I need to. It's my dad.
Your father? Of course it's not your father, Bree. Ignore that a homeless confidence man has conned your brother of that. We have to leave now.
Let go of me. You're hurting me.
Stop struggling or you'll hurt yourself. Calm down, Bree. I want to help you. I want to keep you safe. Let me help you relax. I'm a licensed massage therapist.
Get your hands off of me. No!
You need serious help, Bree. You need to come with me.
Bree! Where are you?
Bree! It's me. I'm your father.
No, let go of me. Let me talk to that man. Ow!
Get off the ground, Bree. You can't go back there.
Then, as he grips your arm and pulls you beside him towards his SUV, he thinks to himself,
why didn't you just listen to the tape? You wouldn't be acting this way. You would have melted in my arms. Who knows how far we could have gone?
Indeed, how far? Hypnosis-inducing audio CDs that the doctor made himself to help cure his patients with subliminal messaging beneath the relaxing sounds. But sometimes the doctor used the tapes for other, more nefarious purposes, particularly when he found one of his patients attractive.
And you will remember none of this.
You will sleep until I say the three words. And when I say the three words, you will desire me, Bree. You will feel an intense sexual desire for me, Bree. Every fiber in your body will yearn for the touch of my hands. You will want me inside you, Bree. Desire, Bree. Desire. A relentless, uncontrollable desire that can only be quenched by the one who speaks the three words.
Archaeopteryx, Lithotrity, Scotophobin. Three words that have nothing to do with this story, except that when whispered in the victim's ear, sets in motion a previously placed hypnotic suggestion from the subliminal voice on an audio CD. As Drake discovered many hours earlier, when he awoke from the couch thinking about his sister and his sister's doctor, while rubbing one off.
We need to find her! Bree!
Maybe we should give it time to sink in, Drake. If she doesn't want to see me yet.
She does want to see you. I'm telling you, her doctor pulled her away. And that guy's a whack job and a half. He gave her this audio recording where he's telling her all the ways he wants to do sexual acts on her. But it's all real low so that she won't hear it.
Subliminal messaging. That's crazy. How do you know this?
Because I listened to it. I couldn't hear what the voice was saying until I cranked it up and filtered the other sounds out with my mixer to isolate the voice.
Are you sure? That seems... This doctor is obviously quite disturbed.
That's what I'm telling you. And he has Bree. Over there. I told you. The doctor has her. He's pulling her away.
You can't manhandle her like that. Hey, you! Stop that!
Unhand my sister, you villain!
You are getting in the van, Bree, right now. Doctor's orders.
No, let go of me.
I'm doing this for your own good, Bree, so that you don't hurt yourself. Now, don't make me hurt you.
Let go of my daughter!
Dad?
She is not your daughter. You are a fraud. And Drake is an idiot for believing anything you say.
No, I think...
You are crazy. Your father died 17 years ago. Get in the van, Bree. Now, let's get away from these morons, these...
No, get off me.
The doctor's the fraud. Him and his hypnosis CDs.
Listen to me, Bree. Do not listen to these people. They do not have your best interest at heart.
And you do?
You just want to get into her pants with your stupid...
I will sue you for slander, young man. I will have you put away in a mental institution for a very long time. I will have you both arrested for tormenting this poor girl with lies.
Dad, why? Why?
Come back here, Bree. Doctor's orders. Now, come back.
I didn't die. Stepping out of a coffee shop on my way to work, I saw the skyscraper fall. I just knew that what I was doing was evil. What we were all doing. World trade, investments, an artificial world that was destroying the real world. And yet, I had been spared. I was alive. If I had arrived to work a minute earlier, I would have been annihilated.
All lies! Now, don't believe a word he says, Bree.
I had to leave it all behind. The work, your mother who was losing her mind. I couldn't deal with any of it anymore. I had to vanish. With all that commotion and complete destruction, how would anyone know whether or not I had survived?
But why didn't you tell us? Why did you leave us?
I didn't want to leave. Your mother and I weren't getting along, but I certainly didn't want to leave you and Drake. There was no other way. I had to leave my life completely behind. Forget about it all. Erase the slate and start over again. When would I have an opportunity like this again? I didn't want anyone from my past to know.
Dad...
Come along, Bree. Enough of this bullshit.
Get away from me!
Get the fuck out of here, doctor! Or I'll...
Are you threatening a medical professional? I'm calling the police right now!
Go ahead, asshole. Call them. Just leave us alone. Bree, Drake, we have a lot to catch up on after 17 years.
Oh, fuck it!
This is how it's going to end. I should just run you people over.
Fucking calm down, Lair. Calm down.
You need to go home. What a miserable night! Crazy people and con artists. No fucking justice in this miserable world. No fucking justice at all.
No luck.
Somehow I knew we'd all be together again. I'm really sorry for the last 17 years. I must have been crazy to walk away from you. I just wanted you kids and your mother to be happy. The life insurance, the pension.
That all got wasted on Mother's hospital bills.
And that stupid church she started going to. Hey, let's go get something to eat.
I'll treat you both to a nice meal. I know this nice Lebanese restaurant, not far from here.
And the three of them walk slowly away. They are all still slightly stunned by this turn of events, and the man is not sure he will ever be able to be forgiven. And now they walk into a different future. But that is a different story, because we have now reached the end of this radio theater piece titled The Lost Years, and starring...
Olivia.
Yvonne.
Drake Hotel.
Larry.
Framley Harris.
Rolf.
Christian Photodental.
Victor Rattlehead.
Virginia Fur.
The Lost Years, written and directed by Rolf Semperbone for the Ubu Hour and KBOO Radio.